put you through trouble, darling. I could have gone home with a taxi.
No, man, it's no trouble. It's better for me, too. I can get some fresh air.
What has happened, Blizzard? It seems you're really frustrated.
No, it's nothing. Things at the factory are a little disorganized, so I'm frustrated.
When people's intimate relationships aren't moving forward, well, they keep themselves busy with work.
What intimate relationship?
You don't mean to tell me that all this stress and frustration is because of the factory, do you?
Then what is it?
It's from love. You're in love, Blizzard.
No, Aunt, I'm not that type.
In fact, the ones that say they're not the type should be even more scared, because they fall in love more quickly.
You don't need to worry. I'm not afraid of these things.
Then why do you run away from Bahar? Why do you avoid even looking at her?
No, it's not like that at all.
Yes, it is. You have feelings for Bahar, but something's stopping you from saying what's in your heart. What is it, Blizzard? Tell me.
Nothing. Believe me, it's nothing.
Then why don't you step forward and get it over with? In order to get affection, you have to show affection. You should spend some more time together. Take her to the park, the movies, or a coffee shop. Talk some more about everything, so that you can get to understand each other better. It's a shame, Blizzard. That poor thing doesn't deserve to wait any longer for you.
Excuse us, Doctor, for walking in front of you.
Not at all. Go ahead.
Why do you do this to yourself? Mum wouldn't be happy to see you hurting yourself so much. Be careful.
Come inside.
Please come inside, Doctor. Please, come in.
No, thank you. You go ahead.
It's bad in the yard. Come inside.
Go ahead. Take her to get some rest. Give her something to eat as well. She'll definitely feel better tomorrow.
Sure.
Everything that's happened is the fault of that no good
jerk. See now, dear. Come on.
Look, Doctor, it's bad like this. Please just come inside.
I'm fine right here. I'll sit right here.
Excuse me. Hello? Yes? No, she's not feeling well right now. You are? Who's Shakuri? What car? Mr. Feruzenfar said his wife would come pick up the car? All right. Then I'll come see you tomorrow and take the car. No, I'm her brother. I came and saw you tonight. Yes. Yes, all right. All right, sure. You can put the things in the trunk of the car and I'll come get them. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sorry we don't have any more to serve you. Please have some.
I've put you to trouble.
Not at all.
May she rest in peace.
May your deceased loved ones rest in peace.
Isn't your father at home?
No, he's not. It's been a long time that he hasn't been with us. We haven't seen him.
May he rest in peace.
He's alive, Doctor. 20 years ago, he abandoned us to go after a life of crime. He's the cause of my mother's death and Argovan's divorce.
Sina, dear, darling, now's not the time for these things.
Anyhow, your sister's experienced a big shock.
Yes.
You have to take care of her, help her to have a change of scene, a vacation, leisure activities, having some recreation. I know it's hard. But the more you grieve, the worse it gets.
Up until now, I'd never seen her so weak and hopeless. I hope she'll be able to come out of this all right. I do hope so.
Dealing with the problems in front of you isn't any harder than the ones you've put behind you.
Yes.
I'd better get going, with your permission.
Thank you very much. You went to a lot of trouble.
Oh,
take care of yourself.
Too, Doctor.
Thanks for
Call
everything.
Me. Goodbye for now.
Of course.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
By the way, the car keys, Doctor. Here you are.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for everything.
Argovan, dear. My darling.
Where's my mama?
Oh, my darling.
Where's my mom?
Don't cry, please.
Where's my mom to come ask where I've been? Who I was with? Where's my mom?
Oh, my darling, you need to get some rest. Go to sleep now. You're upsetting yourself.
Mama. A home without a mother is no home. It's desolate. It's hell. It's empty.
My darling, I love you so much. Please, that's enough.
Come, smell it. Smell it. It's like she's here. She's right here.
Yes.
Mother. I want my mother. Oh, God. I want my mother. I want to apologize to her. I want to say, Mom, I made a mistake. Mom has to forgive me. Will she forgive me?
My darling, yes. My darling, she will. Yes, yes. All mothers forgive their children. Is it possible for a mother not to forgive her child? Of course she'll forgive you. Of course she will.
Oh, I miss her so much.
Please,
I really miss her so much.
I love you, darling.
Oh, my beautiful mother.
Oh,
mother.
Please. Please calm down, darling.
Mother.
My darling, I love you so much.
Darling.
I love you, darling. Calm down, my darling.
What am I going to do without Mom?
Oh, darling. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
Yes, all right, I'm coming.
Mr. Humayun Azania?
Yes, that's me.
We've got a warrant for your arrest and to search the premises. Go on inside.
Ya Allah!
Central, Unit 14. We are at the location of the warrant.
What is it, Soraya? Look, I'm somewhere that I can't talk right now. I'll call you back. It's obvious where I am. I'm doing work for the factory. I can hear you. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you think is best. Make an appointment. I can't right now. Oh, look, Uncle's on the other line. I'll have to call you back.
Sister, my condolences.
Thank you very much.
May you and your family, with God's blessing, all live long lives.
May your protective shadow be over your
children. If you want to know the truth, I was too embarrassed to come here. But as you know, it's been several months that your rent's been overdue.
Yes.
You keep putting it off as if you don't even care. But anyhow, I've got problems too. I've got 1,000 different expenses. Of course, I thought I'd wait a while and not come here to add to your troubles. But this can't go on. I'm not sitting on a treasure chest.
Yes.
Do I want to just hand over this house to you? I've made plans for the rent.
Yes.
You shouldn't bother me like this.
Mr. Vafai, for God's sake, lower your voice. We have a reputation in this neighborhood. And if we knew how to cheat people, we wouldn't be in this situation. We know how to maintain appearances, but we'll never hold out our hands to beg. If you see that we're in debt to you, you know... It's because we had to spend everything we had for my mother's funeral ceremonies. It's true.
I've already offered my condolences.
Thanks a lot.
Anyhow, I share your grief, but there's something that doesn't make sense here. I'm not the one that's supposed to pay for your mother's funeral costs, my sister.
Mr. Vafai, your pockets are way too tight for anyone's hand to fit in there. Don't you worry. Just give me some time, and whatever it takes, I'll get the money together and give it to you.
What do you mean, give you some time? Fine. I'll give you 1 week's time. Anyhow, your contract is expired. You'll have to vacate the house. I need my house.
But this is really unfair, Mr. Vafai. Where can I find this money?
Eh? You don't have any money? Then how do you have enough money to drive that fancy car of yours with a metallic paint? But you don't have money to rent a house for yourselves? Give me my rent money. Mom, I need my money.
First of all, it isn't a fancy car at all. Secondly, our private life only concerns us.
Huh? Fine, so it only concerns you. Take this private life of yours somewhere else. Mom, my son has grown up and I want him to get married so he can come and live in this house. You've got a week to leave this place. Otherwise, I'll come back and I'll have an eviction notice in my hand. That's all I have to say to you. Goodbye.
Even when a person goes to the bathroom, they knock first. I told you 100 times not to come in here without permission.
Didn't I say you didn't have the right to smoke that garbage in this house?
Homer, I'm not in the mood, man. Forget about it.
Good thing my mother died and didn't see her son in this state. Get up! Get up and clean up this garbage! Go see if you can sell Agavan's car. We have to pay the rent for the house. We'll have to use the rest for a deposit, so we can get another place. I have to go look for it from today. Sina, the landlord just came here. He's kicked us out. You get it?
The hell he did. You should have told me to come and ruin him.
You ruined yourself. You want to ruin everyone else? Get up!
Man, we need that car. It's a shame.
What's a shame is that my mother died. Get up, will you, and at least go and buy me some sewing supplies.
Stop giving me a hard time. Forget about it today. Come on, man. I'm your servant. Forget about me today.
I don't need a servant. Just be a man.
I'll be a man. Not this upcoming Saturday, but the next Saturday I'll be a man.
Worthless. Let me see. Do you have Dr. Davoodi's phone number?
What do you want Davoodi's number for?
Don't take that tone of voice with me. If you had any honor, you'd quit using that garbage. Give me the number.
Here, it's in the phone. Go outside and find it yourself. And close the door. Can't you reach behind you? Oh, it all spilled.
Argavan, dear, my darling, I want to go see Dr. Davoodi. Do you want to come? Argavan.
What? Has something happened? It seems you're in a bad mood.
No, I'm fine. It's just I don't have good memories of the last time we came here.
Yeah, those days I wasn't feeling well at all. My entire life had become fear, anxiety, and stress. But I'm happy now. All my nightmares are over.
Nightmares never end. They just change what they are. Now, what guarantee is there that this nightmare won't repeat itself in the future?
Well, there's never any guarantees about the future, but I promise you those bad events won't be repeated. That's why I wanted you to come here. It's time for us to talk to each other. very straightforward and seriously.
About what?
You already know very well what about. These days, everyone's waiting for me and you to get married. In my opinion, it's not right to keep them waiting any longer. I've talked to Aunt, and she's talked to Uncle. And you've already talked to my mother and Soraya. So I don't think there's any remaining problems now.
Yes, there's still one problem which causes me to be pessimistic about this marriage.
What problem?
The last time we came here, you told me you don't have any feelings for me. Feelings that never came to be in all these years. How can they have been created in the past few months? I'm sorry, but this change of heart of yours seems a bit irrational to me.
Look, I think there's been a misunderstanding. I mean, I don't recall ever telling you I don't have feelings for you. I just felt that others, out of compassion, out of kindness, or whatever else, were taking away our right to choose for ourselves, you understand? I didn't want to submit to a destiny that others had written for us. But right now, today, me and you are here because we wanted it ourselves to be here, and that's important.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
What would you like, sir?
I'd like some tea and apple pie.
And the lady?
I'll have tea as well.
Thank you very much. Well?
You know, Bizard, I've had a lot on my mind for a while.
Like what?
I'm afraid you've kept something secret from me.
Look, Baha, there isn't anything at all that's hidden in my life. But if you still doubt me, you can reject my proposal to marry me. Whatever decision you make, I'll respect it.
But my mother doesn't really approve of this marriage.
Don't worry about her. Aunt Fatima is supposed to talk to her. You know how she is. She won't give up until she hears a yes. But the most important thing for me is what you think. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did you need anything else?
No, thanks. It'll get cold.
I don't agree to it.
This marriage won't happen without your approval, Suru. They're waiting for an answer.
Answer? I gave my answer at the beginning. Bezard isn't any good for Baha.
But why?
Well, it's obvious. I don't think Bezard can ever forget what Hesam did to his father. Everything might seem to be good and fine right now, but in the future, when they're living under one roof, God forbid if something goes wrong. If the smallest problem comes up, he'll bring up the story of his father's death, and he'll turn my child's life into hell, Fatima.
But I'm sure Bizard isn't the type to hold grudges. Otherwise, he wouldn't have forgiven Hesam so easily.
A cat doesn't catch a mouse in order to please God, and Bizard is only thinking about what's to his benefit. Fatima, I'm telling you, marriage is not a joking matter. I've already told Baha that.
But maybe they'll be really happy together.
You said yourself, maybe. Then how can you expect me to send my child off with only a maybe or a might be? Even if Hesam agrees to it, I'm opposed to it.
What does Baha think? Isn't her opinion important to you?
Look, Fatima, they've always said, a person in love is a slave to their heart, not their head. Baha can't tell what is right or wrong right now. But in a few days, when the excitement's worn off and the fever of love has subsided, she'll realize what a mistake she's made. And then she'll blame us for it. Look, Fatima, in my opinion, a mother and father are responsible to stand up to their children if they're making a mistake or done something wrong. so that, God forbid, their lives aren't destroyed. Drink this before it gets warm.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoy.
You went to some trouble.
Not at all.
Who knows? Who knows if Bahar is making a mistake and that you're not making a mistake? You should think about it. If in the future she becomes the wife of someone beside Bizarre and it ends in divorce, what will you tell her then?
What do you have to say if, God forbid, Bizarre turns out to be no good? Especially with the previous track record he has with regards to disregarding and disrespecting his elders.
I don't mean any offense, Saru. But if what you mean by Bizarre disregarding and disrespecting his elders is the claim he had about his father's
death... Oh, yes, I know. What you say is right. If back then Hesam had told the truth, we wouldn't have had all these problems.
Anyhow, the fact that Bizarre and his family didn't do anything after finding about his father's death is an indication of many things.
I'm sorry, Fatima, for saying this, but you're not a mother. You don't have a child to understand how much a mother worries about her children.
You're right. What you say is true. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have interfered at all. Suru, dear. It's true that I'm not a mother, which I'm not. But I know the meaning of love very well.
Hello there, Doctor.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Don't be scared. A horse is a very gentle animal. It won't do anything to you.
Yes, but you know what it is. I generally don't have a good relationship with animals. In my opinion, they're dirty. It grosses me out.
Man, this lightning bolt is an old friend of mine. I've been taking care of him for years, and he's extremely clean.
Yes, may God preserve him for you.
By the way, how's your sister doing?
She's not that well.
Well... I'm at your service. It's just, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time. I have to be in court in 2 hours. Well, you go ahead, and I'll be right with you. Go ahead.
Sure.
Go from over there. Farhad! Here, come take this lightning bolt to the stable.
I'm really, truly sorry, Doctor. Agavan should have done this herself.
Yes, I was hopeful she'd get better sooner so she could follow up on the case herself. Especially since this time we would have gotten the decision in our favor. She probably would have made some good money. It's too bad it didn't happen.
I told you on the phone. She's not feeling well at all. She's been at home for months now. God forbid she's become like a corpse. She just sits still in a corner and doesn't say a word. She just stares at the wall.
Well, ma'am, a physician, a psychiatrist, a psychologist...
Zeno says the same thing you do, but you know better than anyone else does, Doctor. Every half-hour session costs at least 50,000 tomans, Doctor. Where am I supposed to come up with that money?
Mm.
Of course there's that car, but we can't sell the car before Agavan feels better.
Of course, your sister's gone through a difficult period. You have to give her some time. Give her time to be able to return to her normal life.
That's why I came to see you, Doctor. If you want to know the truth... That house is eating away at our heart and eating away at our soul. I wanted us to leave so that we'd all have a change of atmosphere. But with the little bit of savings I've got, we can't get another place. That's why I wanted to ask if...
Do you need money?
I wanted to borrow money, Doctor. As soon as my situation gets better, I'll immediately pay you back. My mother has taught me not to be in anyone's debt.
Mm. Very well, I'll help you. But I have a suggestion for you.
What suggestion?
I have an apartment in the west of Tehran. It's furnished. I'd gotten it for my son to go live in it. But he got a scholarship and went abroad to study. And stayed. And that place is empty. I can lend it to you.
You mean you want us to be your tenants and pay you rent?
No, I will lend it to you. I'm really not in the mood for tenants and rent and all of that, you know.
No, Doctor. That way, we'd really be in your debt. Thanks anyway for your offer.
Well, you don't have to accept it.
No. I mean, we'll definitely accept it, Doctor.
Very well. So go ahead and move in as soon as possible before I change my mind.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. Argavan always said you were very kind. She did.
That's kind of Argavan to say.
Can I ask you to do something else for me, please?
Why, of course.
I'm sure it'll really help. Can I ask you to talk to Argavan and perhaps ask her to follow up the case of your lands herself? Maybe she'll get out of the rut she's in. It'll make us all feel better.
It's a good idea. All right, sure. I'll talk to her myself.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. While I go and change, you should wait right here, and I'll drop you off at home.
I honestly don't want to trouble you anymore,
Doctor.
What trouble? I can go on my own.
Come on,
thanks,
what trouble?
Anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what
In my opinion, they make a very nice couple.
We've only ever seen kindness from you.
Thank you.
Here you are.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Well, what a beautiful bride. Praise God.
Thank you. Here you are.
Thank you very much, my darling bride. Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoy. Here you are, Father.
Thank you very much.
Here you are.
Thank you, my darling doctor. I hope you'll be happy, darling.
Well, 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 thank God the mother of the bride has given her consent. Now the time for these two lovebirds to go into a corner and have a talk.
Yes. Here you are.
In my opinion, there's no need for it.
Thank you.
These two lovebirds have already done their talking. All that's left is the traditions, which is up to the elders.
But, Aunt, it's no good like this. There has to be some discussion, some conditions. It doesn't taste good all dry like this.
Why all dry? What the hell, man? Pick up a pastry and put it in your mouth and see what it tastes like.
They always said, cousins getting married is written in the stars. I knew it from the start that these two are destined for each other.
Destiny has its own place. God willing, my child will have a good future.
God willing.
Excuse me, Auntie. I'm still waiting to hear from you. Were you able to do anything for me?
Yes, darling. I've asked around. If there's any news, I'll tell you. God willing, it'll be your wedding soon.
Thank you very much, Auntie.
Praise God, Sarah. You're much thinner than the last time we saw you. Have you done something?
The things you say, Soraya. When a person becomes a mother-in-law, she worries so much that she loses weight.
Oh, man. Then how come I don't lose any weight from worrying about them so much?
Well, it's time to start making the wedding plans now. Everyone should be happy. Get up now, Bezard. There are some things me and you need to say to each other.
With your permission.
Go ahead, don't worry.
What did I tell you before? I said that if God wants something to happen, then no one can get in the way. Here's the perfect example.
That's right, that's right. Congratulations,
congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank God.
I am happy that all the troubles are finally over.
These past few months have been very hard for all of us.
Life is full of hardship and struggle, and in the end it's just confusion. All that's needed is to pay attention for a moment. What about in the end? Is it worth it to have enemies and grudges?
If there were any grudges, I wouldn't be here now.
After so many years, I feel so light. I'd never felt as good as I do now. Especially now that my daughter's going to get married.
I'll do whatever is necessary for Baha's happiness. I assure you of that.
Baha isn't just my daughter, but she's also my best friend and companion in my loneliness. She holds the keys to all my secrets. Separating from her is like dying for me. Bezard, I'm giving you my life.
You don't need to worry. I will take very good care of her.
That's good. Listen, what do you say after your marriage? You come and live upstairs. Bahar's dowry is complete and ready.
If you'll allow, Uncle, I'll think about your suggestions some more.
I don't have any conditions at all, except for a request.
What request?
Don't lie to my daughter. As always, be honest with her. Honesty is the first step in gaining trust. If it's not there, it's like a house that's been built on water.
Sure. I promise you.
If you agree, we'll set a date for a week or two from now.
I don't have any objection. Whatever you think is best.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Babak, be careful with that step.
Sure.
Mohammed, Babak, guys, thanks a lot. You're the best.
This is what friends are for.
You're the best.
Agavan, dear, come take this and help me, please. Agava, Sina.
Huh?
Come here.
Huh?
Come help take this.
Sure.
I hope this house we're going to will bring good luck.
The house I saw will be good for all of us.
I'm worried about how Agavan's feeling.
Once she comes there, she'll get better.
When are you going to get better?
Give it here. You'll hurt your back. I'll take it myself.
You should be ashamed in front of your friends.
Hey, Amir, take whatever you want. Just don't take that instrument with you, okay?
All right, bro.
Agavan, dear. My darling, that's enough thinking. Everything's over with. We have to think about the future. May God have mercy on all of us.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه. تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، رحمانو.